Meanwhile, the acting Palestinian Authority chief says he would resume talks with Israel only if Tel Aviv releases political prisoners and halts settlement expansions. Mahmoud Abbas has made that remark during a meeting with the U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice in Ramallah. Abbas reiterated his commitment to efforts to establish a Palestinian state on all lands occupied in 1967 with East Jerusalem al-Quds as its capital. The talks reached a deadlock in late March when Tel Aviv refused to release a group of Palestinian prisoners. A nine-month deadline for the talks set by the U.S. expired last month, prompting Tel Aviv to impose economic sanctions on the PA. To discuss that a bit further, and I joined Mr. Henry Knorr, who is with the Palestine Solidarity Movement, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Berkeley, California. Mr. Knorr, as always, thanks very much for joining us. Now, how do you react to this statement of Mahmoud Abbas? Certainly, he's not saying anything too new at this point.
No, it's not certainly not at all surprising, but I will say it's disappointing. I thought perhaps that he had finally learned the that this kind of peace process under the tutelage of the United States government was a dead end for the Palestinians. They need a new strategy, a new approach. It would, going back to negotiations is just playing Israel's game. They will just, a 3-month delay, which I believe is what he's specifying in settlement constructions, means nothing. They'll continue to plan further land grabs and more construction and keep swallowing up whatever is left of the West Bank. It would be much more constructive, would give them much more leverage if they would pursue different kinds of strategies involving popular mass demonstrations, nonviolent action, going to the UN, back to the UN, going. Just today there was a letter from 20-odd human rights groups around the world, including Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, urging Abbas to pursue agreements joining with international organizations and specifically the International Criminal Court. The Israelis are terrified of that for good reason, because they've been committing crimes against humanity, war crimes, since 1947 at least. That's something like that would give them, the Palestinians, much more power in the negotiations. I mean, I guess they have to be negotiations, but this kind of negotiation, the so-called peace process that has gone on since the Oslo agreements, has demonstrably led nowhere. So I don't understand why he seems to be eager to go back into that, playing that game another round.
So then what do you assess about the reason why that he does want to go back into negotiations, as you listed, many of the issues with negotiations and not getting the rights of Palestinians accepted during those negotiations or even after?
Well, the cynic in me says that he's, in fact, on the American payroll at this point, and the whole PA, the Palestinian Authority, very dependent on the foreign money that comes in. Enables the leaders at least to live comfortably. Perhaps a less cynical view is that he doesn't see another avenue, another route for the Palestinian struggle to take, and that he thinks the only the best he can do is whatever crumbs the Israelis and the Americans will throw him. But he's wrong. There are other avenues, other strategies, other things he could be doing. Or that new leadership for the Palestinians could be organizing and mobilizing, both locally within the Palestinian territories and in the call to the people of the world. I mean, he could go back to the UN. Let him go back to the UN and bring the keys to the PA and say, "Here, you created this mess with Resolution 181 way back in 1947. You solve it." Something that'll change the terms of the debate, because the terms that they've been operating on for 20 plus years now have clearly led nowhere for the Palestinian people.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your opinion. As always, that was Mr. Henry Knorr speaking to us live from Berkeley.